AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer pushed ahead today with a hearing, claiming President Biden was complicit in his son Hunter's business dealings, selling the Biden brand.
It's how much money the Bidens accumulated from foreign business ventures in such a short period of time.
There has been little evidence produced so far. Testifying today was former associate of Rudy Giuliani, Lev Parnas.
The only information ever pushed on the Bidens in Ukraine has come from one source, and one source only: Russia and Russian agents. The impeachment proceedings that bring us here now are predicated on false information spread by the Kremlin. Everyone involved knew they were sharing lies, from Trump and Giuliani's shadow diplomacy through my missions to Ukraine and elsewhere.
With Hunter Biden declining to appear at the hearing today after having testified privately last month, Comer said earlier on Fox News there would be multiple criminal referrals, adding it's not going to end well for the Bidens. An attorney for Donald Trump says he's optimistic an appellate review will lead to the Georgia 2020 election interference case against him being dismissed and Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis being disqualified. Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee granted a request for defense attorneys to ask the Georgia Court of Appeals to review the judge's decision. It's up to the appeals court to decide whether to hear it. Mourners are holding funeral prayers outside a hospital in central Gaza for 28 people killed in three separate Israeli airstrikes on urban refugee camps. AP footage shows mourners praying over the bodies, which were wrapped in funeral shrouds before being taken away. The latest measure of inflation turned out to be hotter than expected. As a result, the key question for Fed Chair Jerome Powell and other officials on the Interest Rate Setting Committee is how or whether those price figures have altered their timetable for cutting rates after having raised them 11 times beginning 2 years ago. We will find out later. This is AP News. Georgia is planning its first execution in years. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
Willie James Pye was convicted of killing his former girlfriend, Alicia Lynn Yarborough, in 1993. Prosecutors and court filings say he and two others went to her home, forced her to go with them to a motel where they raped her. Then they drove onto a dirt road where they made her lie face down, and Pye shot her three times. When he was arrested, Pye denied knowing anything about the woman's death. One of the suspects, a teenager, reached a plea deal with prosecutors and testified. Another pleaded guilty to charges and got five life prison sentences. Pye is scheduled to be executed at 7 o'clock this evening. His lawyers say he's intellectually disabled and that his childhood was characterized by neglect and abuse. I'm Rita Foley.
This will be Georgia's first execution in more than 4 years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.